Government reform groups say you can add one more item to the long list of reforms that they believe are needed in Albany. They say limits are needed on campaign contributions to county political committees. The committee's collection and distribution of money factor into a growing criminal case against New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration and involving upstate Senate races in 2014. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
A memo from the chief enforcement officer at the State Board of Elections, first leaked to the Daily News, accuses the mayor's staff of improperly supervising a plan to help more Senate Democrats win office that skirted campaign contribution limits. According to investigator Risa Sugarman, de Blasio aides solicited large campaign contributions from unions and real estate developers, among others. The donations were made to county party committees, including in Putnam and Ulster counties in the Hudson Valley, where as much as over $100,000 can be donated by a single entity. The money was then transferred from the party committees to individual Senate campaign accounts. The limit for a contribution to a Senate candidate is closer to $10,000. Sugarman, in the memo, said that amounts to violating the contribution limits for the Senate races. Mayor de Blasio's counsel confirmed that his office has received subpoenas in the case. Susan Lerner with Common Cause is not commenting on whether anything illegal actually occurred. She says she doesn't know all the facts, but she says transfers of funds between varying political accounts is common and it needs to be fixed.
It seems to be a shell game, back and forth. It's very difficult to follow the money when there are virtually limitless transfers between different committees at different levels.
Lerner says dramatically lowering contribution limits for party county committees would effectively curb the funneling of money to skirt the donation limits. Sugarman, the Board of Elections official who recommended the criminal prosecution, was appointed to her job by Governor Andrew Cuomo. She served previously as deputy commissioner in Cuomo's transportation department. Cuomo and de Blasio have had a rocky relationship. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says that will lead to charges by some that the investigation is tainted.
Any ethics enforcer in New York State who comes right from the governor's office or the legislature is going to be operating under a cloud.
But he says the bipartisan State Board of Elections signed off, and both the U.S. attorney and Manhattan DA are investigating, so they too must believe there could be something there.
Any argument that this is about a political vendetta sort of melts away when you get back to the facts. That the facts at the end of the day is, was this a violation of the New York's campaign finance law or not? And increasingly, it looks like it could have been.
So far, the two Senate candidates, both of whom lost, have not been implicated in the growing scandal. But Sugarman did say in her memo that there's evidence that some of the same illegal funneling of campaign contributions could have occurred in Western New York, in Senate races in the Rochester and Buffalo areas. But she said without anyone actually filing a complaint, she could not take any further steps. That changed Wednesday when Monroe Republican County Chair Bill Rylick wrote a letter to the Board of Elections. He's asking for a review of the matter.
This is very serious. This isn't something like, can you make a correction and we'll be all set. This is something that could result in a misdemeanor or felony charges.
That request could widen the investigation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.